Hello, my friends. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ray Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, insights, interviews even, debates, discussions, lessons covering a wide range of topics. What's up today? Well, today's podcast is based on an article that I wrote recently over at DisneyBizJournal.com about the Disney bubble. And there essentially being, well, two of those. So here it goes. Amongst fans, one might come across the phrase the Disney bubble. The idea is that when you enter a place like Walt Disney World, you're in a bubble, leaving everyday life and perhaps its worries and troubles behind. That's the basic idea behind many vacations. But the immersive Disney experience, the Disney bubble, takes it to another level. However, there's another potential Disney bubble that's more troubling. And Walt Disney actually warned against it. So here's a quote from John Hench, Imagineer and Disney legend. Quote, Walt Disney said, and another quote, you get down to Disneyland at least twice a month and you walk in the front entrance, don't walk in through the back, eat with the people, watch how they react to the work you've done down there. Close quote. This made an enormous difference in how we approached our work. That was John Hench. And then you have Walt Disney himself. Quote, I don't want you guys sitting behind desks. I want you out in the park, watching what people are doing, and finding out how you can make the place more enjoyable for them. Close quote. So a threat in any business, not to mention other aspects of life, is to get confined and constrained by your own bubble. You associate with all of the same people, and they tend to think like you do. While being on the same page in various areas of business is essential, becoming insular to the point of ignoring or not understanding your market can be fatal. Ironically, today, while technology has given us the world on our laptops, on our phones, too many people have managed to move deeper into their own bubbles. As highlighted in the two quotes that I mentioned here, this is what Walt Disney was warning against by telling his people to get into the parks on a regular basis. Walt knew that it was essential to understand your customers, from who they are to their experiences with your product to what innovations might excite them to providing them with excellence in terms of products and service. There are signs that a counterproductive bubble has engulfed some at the Walt Disney Company recently. That's always been a risk in Hollywood, and Disney isn't immune. Have company executives been stuck in their bubble, becoming insular and listening to each other rather than talking with and listening to customers? Indeed, do the leaders of Disney consider that some of their recent troubles regarding creativity, specifically a diminishment in quality, might be attributed to the bad Disney bubble? Make no mistake, as Walt knew, the bad Disney bubble can burst the Disney bubble that customers actually appreciate. So there you go. Warnings about getting trapped in the wrong kind of Disney bubble. Get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com, and please check out my signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com, including the Disney Planner, the to-do list solution. Please also consider my thrillers, mysteries, historical fiction. There are 19 Pastor Stephen Grant novels now. More coming. Cathedral, an Alliance of St. Michael novel is the first book in that series. I'm working on the second now. These books are available in paperback and Kindle editions at Amazon.com, signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. And finally, if you want to get your thinking clear on the economy, please consider my weekly Economist books as well. I hope you find value in, well, in some of this and all of this. And hey, have a magically productive day.